ability to share information has never been so easy. Websites, blogs, social media have made it tempting and easy to copy or to link images or video or music clips, which we come across on the internet. However, without permission, this exposes you and your employer to a maze of potential legal trouble. The original creator or content owner can sue you for copyright infringement, and it can get expensive, not only damaging your reputation, but also the brand of the university. Copyright laws are important because they protect creative works known as intellectual property. Intellectual property is considered so fundamental that the Founding Fathers included it in Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Wow! Copyright is a basic legal doctrine that traces its roots to Elizabethan England before it even was included in the U.S. Constitution. The details of how copyright works are contained in a number of key federal laws, including the Copyright Act of 1790, which created the original set of rights, the updated Act of 1976, and the Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998, as well as the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that same year. This was designed to clarify how copyright applies to digital creations. Many times when we're developing the content for our e-learning courses, we borrow content and intellectual material from the internet, and this is why it's important to be aware of copyright laws and their potential violations. Copyright law is complex, and in today's rapidly evolving world of digital media, it gets even more complicated. To add to this, the complexity of digital content is getting more complicated. I try to be very careful about incorporating online content into my multimedia presentations, but having said that, I'm probably an unwitting serial offender. As part of my doctoral work, I was required to complete a course in copyright law. Yikes! Now, I'm no lawyer, and it was a complex course. Since 1987, when I completed the course, the laws have been amended, changed, new copyright laws have been enacted to clarify the use of digital media. And as a digital content creator, I'm sympathetic to the protection of digital media. However, it is easy to unwittingly violate the law. Here are two examples of copyright violations that can occur in online courses that may not be obvious to you. Number one, copying a video documentary to show in your online classroom. This sounds simple enough. It's a documentary. We all watch them. But did you know that the whole point of U.S. Copyright Act is that you cannot copy, use, publicly display, publicly perform, or distribute a copyrightable work, and this includes texts, videos, music, comics, graphic arts, photographs, video games, and other software, without the permission of the copyright owner. Usually this is the author, or the author's employer. Now, when you show a film in an online class, it's probably going to be considered fair use depending on how much of the film is being shown and for what purpose. Even if fair use does not apply, you will need a streaming license to view the film through a licensed streaming film provider. Number two, downloading a popular song from the internet to use in your presentation. Easy peasy. But not so fast. If you have not obtained the permission to use that song as background music for your presentations, you might be liable for copyright infringement. As a rule of thumb, you need to obtain permission from a copyright holder to use any copyrighted material, even for non-commercial projects. When it comes to music copyright law, it gets very tricky very fast. If you want to use a commercial song in your video, you must obtain two licenses: the synchronization license for the publisher to use the song and the master license from the recording label or the individual license to use the recording of that song. Oh my, most of us could be in big trouble. I create a lot of content, and I use a subscription service that licenses royalty-free music from excellent musicians, and this helps to protect me from copyright infringement. Now, if you found yourself saying, "Yikes, I've done that," you are probably an amazing teacher. But you might be a copyright lawbreaker. The good news is that the TEACH Act of the copyright law outlines provisions for online courses. If the copyright issue does not follow under provisions of the TEACH Act, it may still be allowable under fair use. The fair use doctrine allows for limited amounts of copyrighted material to be used for educational purposes, and the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998 limits internet service providers from copyright infringement liability by simply transmitting information over the internet. The bad news is that there are stiff penalties for infringement. Any use of someone else's work that is not approved by the creator exposes you to a potential copyright infringement claim. If you're lucky, all you'll get is a cease and desist letter warning you to discontinue the use. But if you're like me and not very lucky, the fines for infringement can be pretty steep, ranging from $250,000 per incident for really egregious violations, plus additional money for lost revenues or other damage caused to the copyright holder. Although most infringement is handled as a civil matter, some copyright violations are handled criminally and can lead to jail time. And I don't look good in horizontal stripes, so I'm going to try to avoid this. Here are some interesting facts about copyright. Copyright laws are specific to a country. And according to the U.S. Copyright Office, there are only three countries, Eritrea, Turkmenistan, and San Marino, that have no copyright protection either for authors within the borders or for any foreign works. Guess these won't be on my vacation list. And there are also things that are not protected by copyright. So feel free to copy these and share them at will. If you hyperlink to a streaming video or embed the code, any published works by the federal government, any works that have been around 70 plus years after the author has died, and I'm not quite sure how you figure that one out, and any works which the creator has intentionally decided to release the rights to the public. Now, I couldn't discuss copyright without talking about one of my very favorite musicians, Weird Al Yankovic. Yes, I said it. Weird Al is a favorite of mine. And for those of you who are not familiar with this master musician, Weird Al Yankovic is one of the most successful artists and has utilized the aspects outlined in the fair use doctrine. He earns a living by modifying hit songs for the purposes of humor by adding lyrics that are often unrelated to the original. Although Weird Al's re-recordings sound like copies of the original recordings, they do not violate the copyright owner's rights, since Weird Al's songs meet the required aspects to define a parody. He is not required by law to get permission. He also does not need to pay the creator of the original song. Super cool. However, Al does get permission from the original writers of the song that he parodies. The law supports his ability to parody without permission, but Al feels that it's important to build and maintain relationships with the original artists. Under the fair use doctrine, a parody can be used in your online classroom. So here is my treat to you.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad, and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. Stars where you belong. Go and buy the sea. will sue you if you burn that CDR. It doesn't matter if you're a grandma or a 7-year-old girl, they'll treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are. So don't download this song.
Is amazing. And just by the way, no copyright infringement was done by downloading that song. Remember, it's a parody. I want to leave you with this parting thought. Be creative, but cautious. E-learning is a minefield of copyrighted material, but it is well worth the risk.